This is Jordan Secchio in Washington, D.C. Today on Jay Secchio Live, Congressman James Lankford joins us to discuss the defense of DOMA.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Secchio Live.
The landscape has changed fairly fundamentally, and one also looks at the historic discrimination that gays and lesbians have been subjected to. I think the decision that the president made, and again, upon my recommendation, I think is appropriate.
Well, I think it's inappropriate, and I think it's a bad decision, but we'll see how history treats it.
According to our Constitution, a president cannot pick and choose which parts of the law they prefer. The executive branch does not write the law, nor choose the law. It enforces the law. The basic function of every president is to enforce the law.
Phone lines are open for your questions. Right now, call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Now the president wants to set a new precedent that he alone can determine which laws that he likes and he does not like. With this action, the president has invented a retroactive veto on all previous presidents and all previous congressional acts.
This is my world, and I am world leader pretend. I have been given the freedom to do as I see fit.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulo.
Welcome to Jay Sekulo Live. This is Jordan Sekulo. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. A very special guest joining us on today's second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulo Live, Congressman James Lankford from Oklahoma, a new member of Congress, and I promise you someone you're going to hear a lot more from on our broadcast. He gave an impassioned speech on the floor of the House this week about why the defense of DOMA is so important. Let's go right to Congressman Lankford in that speech, and remember, he'll be joining us on the broadcast in the second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulo Live. If you don't get it on your radio station, you can listen live at aclj.org, Byte 16.
According to our Constitution, a president cannot pick and choose which parts of the law they prefer. The executive branch does not write the law, nor choose the law. It enforces the law. The basic function of every president is to enforce the law.
And it's something that I think has been missed by President Obama and Eric Holder. We played that soundbite from Eric Holder saying, well, in our view, gays and lesbians have been discriminated against, so we're just going to drop the defense of the law of the land.
You know, it's interesting because the other thing that's developing right now is there's Democratic opposition brewing, including in the United States Senate. In fact, Senator Christine Gildebrand from New York sent a letter to the Speaker of the House saying at this critical economic juncture in our nation's history, it's imperative that we as legislatures do not devote resources to defending an antiquated and unconstitutional law. The appointment of a special counsel and pursuit of this case is a drain on the resources, time, energy, and it is not in America's economic and social interest. That's coming from a senator. When you ask yourself the question, so now Congress should not defend a law of the land because a president decides it's unconstitutional and defending the Constitution is a waste of money? These are the absurd nature of what's happened here. But having said that, the larger constitutional issue is back to the president taking this action and what does it mean for precedent in future situations, and that's the real danger here.
And folks, I want to make clear, too, when we're having this discussion with Congressman Lankford, there will be action this week here in Washington, D.C., by members of Congress on how to move forward with the defense that Senator Kristen Gillibrand is attacking John Boehner, saying, oh, it's not the fiscally conservative thing to do, this coming from a New York Democrat, to defend DOMA. We shouldn't be wasting our time and the people's time defending what happens to be the law of the land signed by the woman whose seat she took's husband, President Clinton, and passed by a huge bipartisan majority. We get back from the break. We're going to take more of your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Play more of that speech from Congressman Lankford on the floor of the House of Representatives. I want you to sign the Declaration in Support of the Rule of Law. We're getting to the phase. Congressman Lankford's going to talk about this, folks, where the battle is about to begin anew on the issue of marriage, on the issue of the role of the federal government in marriage. We need to hear from you. The Declaration in Support of the Law of the Land, 877-989-2255. The attacks are now coming from the left and Democrats on these Republicans. Oh, this is a waste of time. Don't waste the resources. Call now. Stand with them. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Don't be taken. This is Jay Sekulow, and while you normally don't hear me during these breaks, I'm coming to you with a very important message. We are very concerned that the President of the United States, acting as if he's the monarch, has determined that he will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. This, in our view, violates his constitutional obligations. Now we need Congress to act as well so that they can intervene in the lawsuit to defend, and we will be right there with them defending the Defense of Marriage Act. But we need to send a message to the President that he does not get to make these decisions on his own. We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the President that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255, to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Starting to get a lot more commentary on President Obama and Eric Holder's decision to drop the defense of DOMA, and now members of Congress nearing a decision on Capitol Hill. We'll be breaking that down in the second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live as well with Congressman James Lankford, who gave this, we're just playing parts of it, impassioned speech on the House floor about why defending DOMA is so important, why people need to pay attention to what President Obama did here. And folks, he is someone, a new member of Congress, we're going to be featuring a lot on Jay Sekulow Live. Let's listen to it again. And if you want to see his full speech on the House floor, it's up at twitter.com/JordanSekulow. That's the first thing you're going to see right now is the YouTube clip of that. Let's listen again to Congressman Lankford, Byte 17.
Now the president wants to set a new precedent that he alone can determine which laws that he likes and he does not like. With this action, the president has invented a retroactive veto on all previous presidents and all previous congressional acts.
All right, folks, I want to get right to your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That retroactive veto line, Dad, is something key phrase used by the congressman.
Well, that's exactly what he's done here. He's done a retroactive veto, except there's nothing in the Constitution or the law that allows it, and that's the real issue here. I'll tell you, let me take it a step further, and I think we have to be realistic as we look at the situation. We're going to get some action out of the House probably on Friday. And I know we're going to get into this in detail in the next 30 minutes of the broadcast. But then, very quickly, what are the options that are on the table in Washington? I know our team's been heavily involved. You were up on Capitol Hill with Colby Mayer, senior counsel, yesterday. What is the latest there?
There are really a lot of options on the table, Jay, including individual members taking their own action. But the House of Representatives really wants to speak with one voice. So we're really hearing that it's going to be one of three things. Either the House could take a full vote to hire special counsel to defend the law, or the Speaker could act on his own on behalf of the Congress. Or I think most likely what's going to happen is you're going to see a bipartisan group of Democrat and Republican majorities take a vote to hire this outside counsel to defend the law. And, Jay, that really underscores what we've been saying all week. Whether you're members, a Republican or a Democrat, whether they support DOMA or they don't, we've got to speak out. We've got to ask them to support this action by House majority and minority to defend the law.
All right, let's get right to the phones. Kevin is calling from Kentucky on line three. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kevin.
My question is, with everything that was going on in the Middle East, everything going on in Wisconsin, and the timing of them reporting that they're not going to defend DOMA, what is it that they're trying to distract us from? What are they trying to keep the media?
I'll tell you, Kevin, and this is interesting because I'm going to talk about this with Congressman Langford as well, so don't miss that. The politics of this and how President Obama and Democrats have criticized Republicans for talking too much about social issues and not enough about the economy. This week, they're back in Washington, D.C. to repair the budget. They've got that continuing resolution that now passed the Senate just right before we went on the broadcast today, so the government will not shut down. So there's all these economic and fiscal issues, and now President Obama has caused a new debate on marriage happening in Congress right now. And so we're seeing the attacks from those who support the president's decision coming from Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, saying to John Boehner, this will be a waste of time and resources. There's no reason to defend DOMA. Kevin, what I think the bigger thing, what President Obama is trying to hide here, is that he's trying to get out ahead on the marriage issue early enough before the 2012 election campaign, because they don't actually want to support gay marriage, but they're trying to do enough to get the activist liberals who fuel their grassroots effort back on board with Obama 2012.
I'll take it a step further, too, and I think this is, you're absolutely right on the politics of this, but it's pretty awful politics when you try to use this as kind of a bait and switch or a deflection. But the president's brought the reaction on himself, and the American people are responding in big numbers. That's why I believe on Friday, by Friday, we're going to get a successful conclusion, at least a defense going forward with this, either a special counsel or something like that coming out of the House of Representatives. Having said that, folks, it is imperative that you engage this issue, and I want to encourage you to do something. We don't do this often on the broadcast, but we have a matching challenge going on right now at the ACLJ. That means a group of our donors have gotten together and said that anything that is donated, they're going to match up to a certain amount of money. We want to encourage you to do that, to join our matching challenge campaign. If you go to ACLJ.org, you can make an online donation, whatever amount you give. If it's $100 or $25, it's doubled. It becomes $50 or $200. So that's great for us because it gets matched. And we want to encourage that. Also, we want to encourage you to call us at our toll-free number at 877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House, but also to send it to Congress that we do need to get that action this week. 877-989-2255. You can also donate, by the way, when you make that call as well. And again, it's part of the matching challenge.
All right, folks, 877-989-2255. A lot of phone calls. Let's get right to them. Ronnie calling from California online too. Ronnie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Yes, sir. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I haven't been able to get in touch with you guys till this morning. I think I'm not going to be talking about the DOMA thing right now. My concern is with the economy. And can't something be done to cause the president to let us go ahead and do our drilling for oil? And when you look at what's happening with Alaska, all the tremendous amount of oil that's there, and just take one part of the economy at a time and set that in place.
Yeah, well, they're taking one part of the economy at a time. It's they're taking it over. That's the problem. And if you look at the drilling situation in Alaska, which I'm with you on, the fact of the matter is when the situation happened in the Gulf of Mexico last year, they used that as an opportunity to basically close off all avenues of offshore drilling, or at least make the attempt to. Again, that's the politics of the situation. It's utilizing, was it Rahm Emanuel who said, you never let a good crisis go to waste? And that's exactly the way they march through these issues. I hope they're not going to do the same thing, by the way, in the Middle East, where you've got a real crisis brewing, and we have not yet seen a coherent policy out of the United States. It's getting tough with Libya, with Muammar Gaddafi. We'll see how that plays out. But we can look at a very different regime through the entire globe over the next two to four weeks. So the world's changing. Why the president in the middle of all this, Jordan, I know we talked about this, through the Defense of Marriage Act debate right in front and center with all of this going on is really, it is mind-boggling.
It is. And it is President Obama, again, trying to shift these focus on attention on outside issues to try to muddle up the waters a little bit when it comes to Republicans' messaging, when it comes to them getting together on the budget, making sure the government does not shut down. There's breaking news across the world right now. One story I want to mention, we're going to talk about it tomorrow more on the broadcast with our director of our office in Pakistan. You remember the governor in Pakistan who was killed. He was a Muslim, considered a blasphemer because he came out in support of someone who was charged with a blasphemy law. He then was killed himself by his own security. Now the Minister of Minority Affairs, the only Christian in the cabinet of Pakistan. Of course, Christians make up about almost 2% of Pakistan's population, so a pretty small religious minority. But in a country that big, that's still almost 2 million Christians in the country. the only their minister, really, for the Christian community and for other religious minorities, was killed as well in Pakistan today. And he was someone who worked very closely with our office in Lahore, Pakistan. It is another blow to the Christian community in Pakistan. All these issues happening, yet our own president, instead of focusing on these issues and allowing our members of Congress to focus on these issues, is, again, trying to distract from the major events that are happening throughout the world and having to re-debate something that is the law of the land, that is still held as constitutional by the highest court in the country, and no repeal effort has been begun that actually had a reality of passing, a real chance of passing. This didn't happen during the 111th Congress when Democrats controlled both the House and the Senate. Now, instead of having to embrace gay marriage fully, they want Republicans to come out and have to look like the bad guys without them having to come out to the American people and say, we support gay marriage now and want to force it on you in your state. So I want to hear from you, 1-800-684-3110. Call in support of this declaration, in support of the rule of law. The attacks against members of Congress are going to start mounting today. They are starting to, coming from people like Senator Gillibrand in New York. Those will get worse throughout the week as Republicans get closer to making a decision on how to defend DOMA. Call and stand with them, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Walter calling from Virginia online too. Walter, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. In response to the last gentleman that called that told about the oil, the Obama administration only issued one permit for oil drilling, and that's off the Gulf Coast. Right now, according to a report, we're sitting on the world's largest oil reserve, and in Montana, the Dakotas, and Wyoming, and Utah, amounting to 2 trillion barrels of oil, which would only cost us Americans $16 a barrel to extract. And why aren't we drilling there? And the shale oil that we have there also. We're sitting on the biggest oil in the world.
Well, and listen, Walter, and we're distracting from all these issues, because instead of having to debate real issues like what we should do with oil, like where we should be drilling, the fact that, by the way, the federal courts commanded President Obama to start issuing those permits, and we've gotten one measly permit since that order came down. The economy is still really a disastrous state with so much uncertainty with the world economies. The price of oil, the barrel now is over $100 for the first time. You've got a war that's outbreaking in Libya. Other Arab, the Muslim world is just really on fire. And we're, again, re-debating marriage here and the definition of marriage only because of President Obama's actions. And that's why it's time to take a stand. He wants to have this debate. Let's have it. Let's make sure the American people know in 2012 this is the guy who doesn't want to fully embrace gay marriage but kind of does want to force it on your state. Call now, 877-989-2255. Support these members of Congress and go to ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is Jay Sekulow, and while you normally don't hear me during these breaks, I'm coming to you with a very important message. We are very concerned that the President of the United States, acting as if he's the monarch, has determined that he will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. This, in our view, violates his constitutional obligations. Now we need Congress to act as well so that they can intervene in the lawsuit to defend, and we will be right there with them defending the Defense of Marriage Act. But we need to send a message to the President that he does not get to make these decisions on his own. We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the president that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Congressman James Lankford will be joining us in the second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live, and you don't want to miss this interview. He took to the floor of the House of Representatives and gave really an incredible speech, a quick speech. I encourage you, check it out, twitter.com/JordanSekulow right now. It's a short speech. You can view it on YouTube, and it really sums up the entire argument about why Congress must act to defend DOMA. Let's get right to the phone calls. A lot of them coming in. I know you're holding on the line. Let's go to Dell calling from Arizona on line 6. Dell, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
Hi, Dell. Good.
Jay, you guys are terrific as usual. I have a comment, and I made this comment different times that I've been on your air. Thank you. We the people voted for a president. I feel we haven't received a president, really. We've received more of a man that wants to take over and wants to be more of a dictator.
I call it king. I think what you
America,
meant is it's more of a king. It's more of a king situation. I think that's the reality of what we're dealing with. But go ahead. Monarchy.
Well, that's my comment. I just...
I understand the frustration because it's palpable. I mean, I understand what people are concerned about, the idea that the president's declaring a law unconstitutional, ordering the Department of Justice to not defend it. But, look, we've got to get to the stage now where we get it defended, and that's really the next call to action here, which is what we're working on. But, look, I think this sends a real message. I was talking with some friends at dinner last night. This is the real problem here. This idea that all of a sudden now a president of the United States gone on his own initiative, declare a law unconstitutional, and not enforce it. So that means the president becomes king, and we're, I guess, the subjects. But that's not the way the founders intended things to be.
No, it's absolutely right. And we're going to be talking about this again in the second 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live. This is the day where you want to hear the breakdown of this issue with a member of Congress who's on the front line of this battle. If you don't get that second 30 minutes on your radio broadcast, you go to ACLJ.org right now. When it comes also to the abortion issue, I got to tell you this. I got a new blog that just posted to the Washington Post. Pretty easy title, Stop Acting Surprised. Members of Congress trying to defund Planned Parenthood. In Virginia, you have abortion clinics having to meet medical facility standards. Of course, they perform invasive medical procedures. So it's about stop acting surprised about what pro-life legislators, why we want to defund Planned Parenthood. You can find that right now at twitter.com/JordanSekulow. If you want to stand with these members of Congress who will be making a bold decision in just a couple of days about defending DOMA, and they need to hear from you. Republicans, Democrats need to know that the American people want them to defend DOMA because they're being told by the left, oh, this is a waste of resources and a waste of time. You need to call now. Our declaration in support of the rule of law, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Tim's calling from Iowa on line 2. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hello. I've got an observation and a question. My observation is, you know, there's this senator that is standing up and saying, why don't we just leave this DOMA thing alone? And
that's Senator Gildebrand from New York, by the way, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, you know, and I'm saying, well, it wasn't the Republicans that brought this up to begin with as being a waste of time. It was already in effect. And it's President Obama that brought this up. He's the one that caused the problem. He's the one that brought this whole thing together. So it's not the Republicans that are wasting time.
Right.
And then
you're absolutely correct. And let me say this. This, I think, is a really weak attempt by Senator Gildebrand because, and Than, I'm curious to get your reaction on this. If you look at the situation as it is, this was not a non-issue. It was being enforced. It was going through a regular litigation process. It wasn't that expensive. And now all of a sudden, the president, in the middle of Egypt falling, now problems in Yemen, Bahrain, looks like Libya is going to fall as well. We should be concentrating on what's going to happen in the Middle East. Instead, we're focusing on this. Why? Because the president throws in this
this issue in the middle of all this, which I think is not only a great distraction, but really troubling. And then you get members of the United States Senate saying, oh, don't defend the law because we think it's antiquated. Again, a senator says it, so what? I hate to be that way about it, but that's not their job. They're not the judiciary. That's Article 3 of the United States Constitution. But then again, we're expecting some direct action here.
Yeah, no, I you know, members of Congress are frustrated, and Senator Gillibrand's comments are really exacerbating that, Jay, because remember, this isn't their job in the first place. This was the Department of Justice's job. It's under Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution. This would not have been an issue if they didn't quit doing their job, but now as it stands, Congress is really the only entity left to step in. And for Senator Gillibrand to suggest that this is somehow not an important duty, I mean, what could be more important to a democratic republic than defending the duly enacted laws of the land? I would suggest to you, nothing. And one of the things that Congress is going to do on this, Jay, after they get the law defended, that's job number one. But the next thing they're going to do, they're going to say, listen, if the Department of Justice isn't going to do their job, if they're going to give the job back to us, then you know what? We're going to take some of their funding away. So this week you're going to see the Congress step in to do the Department of Justice's job. And then they're going to say, and we're going to take some of your funding back, too, by the way.
Well, I tell you, this is, I think, the nature of what we're dealing with right now. Is this the politics of this go? We're expecting a resolution on Friday. We're going to have updated information tomorrow on a variety of topics. But I will tell you this, folks. I want to encourage you again to do something. That is, become a member of the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign. When you call our toll-free number, go to ACLJ.org, make an online donation. Any amount you give is doubled. We had a great response yesterday online, and I encourage you to do that. ACLJ.org, if you appreciate the work of the ACLJ. That's a good way to help us out at ACLJ.org. Or you can call us as well at 877-989-2255 and make a gift on the phones. Or simply call and sign on to that petition. Again, 877-989-2255.
All right, let's get right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Todd calling from Georgia on line 6. Todd, welcome to ACL. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I think the president is governing based on his left-wing ideology and not the rule of law. And I see a disturbing parallel between his reaction to DOMA and his refusal to secure the border and enforce immigration law and all the myriad of laws that are violated by illegal aliens.
Well, I mean, you look at the whole situation. If you get in a situation where you're going to pick and choose what laws you're going to enforce, you don't live in a constitutional republic, as I've been saying this week. You live in a monarchy. And, you know, that's just not the way it's supposed to be. So what we hope we'll find out is that Congress is going to take direct action. But it's look, the frustration level, I can hear it on everybody's phone. We're going to get this resolved this week. I'm confident. We shouldn't have had to be in this position, but we went to work on it. Our government affairs team with Than Bennett, our lawyers as well, we've been able to get you involved around the country, which is great grassroots effort support. So that is the reason we're going to get a result here. But you're right, we shouldn't have had to go through this.
All right, let's grab one more phone call before the break. Frank calling from D.C. on line 4. Frank, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, I have two points to make, and I hope you will let me make them. First, there is a confusion here. The Constitution requires that the executive branch execute, administer, and enforce laws. And the executive branch, the president, the Department of Justice are, in fact, doing that. Defending a law is conceptually and semantically and legalistically a totally different thing.
Frank, I got to stop you there. We only got 45 seconds left. Let me just say this. The Department of Justice is not in the Constitution. It's part of the executive's authority able to establish the Department of Justice. Why was it established by Congress? To defend the laws of the land and the laws of the United States of America. So do some research on why we have a Department of Justice, why we have these different executive branches and members of the cabinet. Folks, we come back. We'll take more of your phone calls, I promise. 1-800-684-3110. And if you want to stand with members of Congress in defense of DOMA, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the president that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255 to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're taking your phone calls again at 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you what's coming up in this segment of the broadcast. Congressman James Langford from Oklahoma will be talking to us about, one, the speech he gave. We've already played sound bites from that. You can find the full speech at twitter.com/JordanSekulow. It's a link to a YouTube video. It's not one of the long ones. It's a short speech. Puts it all together about why Congress must act, why the American people should be outraged at President Obama and Eric Holder's decision when it comes to the Defense of Marriage Act. We'll also play an interview my dad did on the 700 Club that, if you missed, I think it's important to know how we are putting this into context, why it's important, the bigger picture when it comes to the president's decision and the constitutional implications that were made when he announced that they would no longer be defending this law. Let's get right back to the phones. A lot of them coming in. Steve from Maryland on line 5. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey,
hi, Steve.
Help me with a couple of things here. First of all, I'm very curious why people who are clearly disobedient to God's command want to enter into a covenant with him, which is basically what marriage is. It's a covenant between man and God. And secondly, in what year or at what point did the states become the ordainers of the covenant, and why?
Yeah, no, that's very interesting. You know, the only reason the states are involved in the marriage business at all is because of the associated governmental benefits that go with marriage, whether it is things like tax deductions and protections on property and things like that. So that's how the states got involved. When you ask about why the push for marriage recognition, it's social legitimization. I mean, that's the real aspect behind it. I don't think you're not seeing vast numbers of gays and lesbians getting married. But again, I say this is a bigger issue. I'm going to be talking about this in this interview you'll hear in just a few minutes. It's a bigger issue. It goes back to, I know we're coming near the end of this debate because hopefully we're getting this resolution Friday. But the bigger issue is, why is the President of the United States not enforcing the law? That's the real issue here, and that's the issue that we've been educating on this week. Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution sets forth the President's supposed to faithfully execute those laws. That's not what he's done here.
Gene's calling from Michigan on line 3. Gene, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey,
hi, Gene.
How do we go on the offensive instead of always kind of being on the defensive as far as, like, calling Eric Holder? He's our attorney.
Well, let me hop in here, because I don't think we've gone in, and this hasn't been a defensive reaction. This has been very offensive in the sense that the first offense came when the administration did this. They dropped it in our lap and expected nobody to react. Well, we went immediately into gear, and this is why I didn't mean to cut you off to be rude. I wanted to do it to set forth what happened here. We put our government affairs team immediately in play, meeting with members of the House, and Fan, you've had meetings. The moment this started, we started meeting with members of the House of Representatives and their staff.
No, absolutely. And, you know, thank goodness that we have a chamber now in the House of Representatives that's willing to step forward and take the ball on this one, because if this happened a year ago, if the president had laid down on the job a year ago, I'm not so sure we would have had the offensive response that we've seen out of the House this week.
Yeah, so you're going to get an offensive response. We've got our teams together. The American people have engaged the issue. So all in all, it's been – but when these, you have to react when these things happen, and this is how this one developed.
Yeah, absolutely right. Let's, folks, let's grab one more phone call. Let's go to Arthur calling from New Mexico on line 2. Arthur, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Arthur.
Hey, Jay, how's it going? God bless you.
Good.
For the work you do. I just want to make a comment. I think what President Obama is doing is he's just trying to light the Muslim world on fire, because as it is, they believe that we are the great Satan, and by doing this, I think it's just going to give him a little bit.
Well, look, I'm going to be getting into this issue either a lot of part of this week or into next week. I think we've got to take a really deep look at what's going on overseas, how this is going to play out at when it meets for us. By the way, we've got a great DVD that we're coming out with called The Export, a full-length feature film. If you go to ACLJ.org, you can actually look at the trailer online. We've got a great song that's going with it, so we encourage you to do that. We're going to have more on that topic coming up.
All right, folks, when we come back from the break, Congressman James Lankford, my dad's interview on the 700 Club, and we want to hear from you right now. Sign the declaration in support of the rule of law. The members of Congress need you to stand with them. You call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Remember, we have a matching challenge right now. If you make a donation to ACLJ, your gift is doubled. You can do that at aclj.org or by calling now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, and while you normally don't hear me during these breaks, I'm coming to you with a very important message. We are very concerned that the President of the United States, acting as if he's the monarch, has determined that he will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. This, in our view, violates his constitutional obligations. Now we need Congress to act as well so that they can intervene in the lawsuit to defend, and we will be right there with them defending the Defense of Marriage Act. But we need to send a message to the President that he does not get to make these decisions on his own. We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the President that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255 to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Joining us in this segment of the broadcast, we have a very special guest, Congressman James Lankford from Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District, a new congressman here in Washington, D.C., a social conservative committed to the issues that you care so much about, and specifically this week on the issue of the Defense of Marriage Act. He took to the floor of the House of Representatives in a speech that we've been playing bits of throughout the broadcast today, and we're going to talk to him about that in just about a minute from now, about the speech that he gave and how important the issue of DOMA with the marriage issue, but also the constitutional issues. So we'll be talking to Congressman Lankford as well. And Than, on Capitol Hill now, we're starting to see options emerge on how our leaders, and specifically the House of Representatives, will handle defending DOMA.
Yeah, no, Speaker Boehner and Leader Cantor have both promised action this week by Friday. And there are a bunch of options on the table, Jordan, but really three of them are getting the most attention. First of all, they could have a vote of the full House. The full House could authorize the Speaker to hire counsel to defend the law. However, they don't have to have a vote. And the two other options that we're hearing the most about are Speaker Boehner could just go on his own. He could authorize counsel on his own and have that counsel represent the House, or he could go to what's called the Bipartisan Legal Advisory Group. It's called BLAG. It's made up of the three top Republicans in the House, the two top Democrats. That group could then consult with the Speaker and hire counsel. I think that's a very likely option, but let's see what Congressman Lankford has to say about it. I think one of those three things is going to happen on Friday, though.
All right, before we go to Congressman Lankford, let me tell you this, folks. You can join the declaration in support of the rule of law and constitutional values today by calling our toll-free number at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, the declaration in support of the rule of law. Let's go right to Congressman Lankford. We're joined by a very special guest now, Congressman James Lankford from Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District. The congressman gave a really impassioned speech on the defense of DOMA this week on Capitol Hill. Congressman Lankford, thanks for joining us today.
My honor to join you. Great job in what you're doing. Keep on.
Let me ask you first, let's go to your speech. In the first segment of the broadcast, we were already playing portions of the speech that you gave on the House floor. You said that this is basically what the President Obama and Eric Holder have done here is instituted a retroactive veto. And that caught my attention immediately, that phrase, retroactive veto. Explain to our listeners what you mean by that.
Well, what I mean by that is giving the ability for the president to reach back into any previous president, any previous legislature, and say, I don't like that decision, and so I will just negate it. That is not something within the bounds of our Constitution, and he has invented a new executive power. My concern is, if we allow this to stand, then we have then, by de facto, given that to the executive, and any future executive can continue to reach back in history and say, you know what, I don't like that law either. I think I'll just declare it unconstitutional.
You know, it's interesting because you brought up, and people have said as well in your speech, that the whole idea of what if about a Republican president takes office 2012, they say, I don't like Obamacare anymore, the legal battles may be still being fought out. Well, there's those couple of district courts that have said this is unconstitutional, so we're not going to enforce it anymore at the federal level.
That is correct. You know, clearly our Constitution sets up three branches of government. One writes the law, one enforces the law, and one then checks the law to make sure it's consistent with the Constitution. One branch of government does not have the ability to do all three, and that's currently what's happening, and that's a major concern for us in America.
Yeah, I mean, you said people should be outraged, that regardless of where you are on the issue, even Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, that you should be outraged at the fact that the President of the United States is declaring laws unconstitutional on his own, acting as if he is the only justice on the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's correct. And I am, let me just, my natural bias on this, I am very pro-traditional marriage. I'm very much for one man, one woman for life. That is my personal commitment of my own family. I think that's the best thing for children. I think that's the best thing for our nation. But setting that aside, this is a constitutional issue that is another acceleration of executive power. And we have more members than one on the Supreme Court, and they're not in the executive branch.
Let me ask you about DOMA, you know, as you had brought up in the speech, the fact that it was supported by both Republicans and Democrats in 1996. It wasn't even a very controversial vote,
right,
signed into law by President Clinton, of all people. And now we're seeing this move, I think, by Democrats, you pointed out in your speech as well, and by President Obama, to try to pull Republicans back into having to focus on the social issues that they have been criticized about focusing on too much already, instead of being able to focus on things like the budget, the economy, and keeping the government without a shutdown.
It is fascinating. I heard so many reporters when this Republican majority was elected say, this group of Republicans are going to drag us away from creating jobs and balancing the budget into social issues. And so help me, within the first 2 months, the president is deep into gay marriage and submitted a budget to us that provides $26 trillion worth of debt by his own numbers. Now, I'm a little concerned about his math. I think it'll be much higher than that. But his own numbers provide $26 trillion worth of debt, and he's dragging America into re-arguing about gay marriage again when this is a settled issue in the courts and it's a settled issue in law. And so he is the one taking America back into this, and I find it very ironic. We were the one accused of doing it, but the president's actually the one that's taking that on. It's very unfortunate. We have big issues to deal with. Gay marriage is a settled issue in America in law, and we should go on and start dealing with the other issues.
Now, you know, our attorneys, we've looked at the different options available to the members of Congress, the House of Representatives specifically. It will be, you know, primarily the Republicans here that will take the charge in defense of DOMA. And the options are on the table, it seems to us. There could be a House vote on a resolution. Speaker Boehner could authorize legal representation. There's also a bipartisan legal committee with three Republicans and two Democrats. So even if the vote was on party lines, 3-2, that could authorize defense of DOMA. As you're having these discussions now on Capitol Hill with members of Congress back in Washington, D.C. this week, what do you think is the best option for those interested in the defense of DOMA?
I think right now our best option is to be able to speak with a clear voice, and we will try to do that by the end of this week with the House of Representatives, just to be able to encourage people to say, you know what, the law is the law. This must be enforced. You don't have just the option to be able to sometimes enforce the law and sometimes reject it. There will be statements from the House of Representatives. We will pass that on. This will not be allowed just to be able to stand. Now, you mentioned some very good options. There are other options as well that are being considered. I don't want to be able to relay all those out yet because it's not determined. But we will have some clear options that will be coming out.
Final question, Congressman Langford. for the American people out there who are just kind of scratching their heads and say, I can't really believe the President of the United States, who told everyone, and we're hearing from plenty of people who did vote for him back in 2008, that, he had said, I don't actually support gay marriage. What should they do now? What should the listeners to the broadcast, social conservatives who are grassroots activists, what should they be doing now in relationship to the members of Congress? How important of an issue is this?
It is an important issue. Here are the things that they can do, and this may be a no-brainer on it. I come from a biblical worldview. Obviously, pray, and to get a chance to continue to pray for leaders. I want to do this with respect and to honor to people. I don't want to dishonor anyone in leadership or in authority, but I do not agree with this decision. So it's the right thing for us to be able to pray and for us to be able to encourage and have our debate in a spirited manner, but a respectful manner. That's number one. And number two is continue to pass on the message. Many of these members or individuals who may be listening may have members that are Democrats or Republicans. Both parties need to hear it. But I think the Democrat members that may be representing individuals need to hear it as well, to say this is a constitutional system and not just a preference about marriage. And so to be able to keep it clearly what it really is in the first tier of this, and that is the executive branch taking on a judicial responsibility, and to keep that very clear to people. Because they're going to try to make this a reopening again of the gay marriage issue, and it is. But ultimately, this is a constitutional issue as well, as what authority does the executive branch really have. So communicate that to people, do it in a respectful way, but stay on top of us. We've got to do some pushback. That's what checks and balances are all about, is a legislative branch pushing back on the executive branch and saying, you do not have that authority.
Congressman James Langford, Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District. We're excited to have you here in Washington, D.C., and thanks for joining us on the broadcast today.
Thank you. Honored to be here. Thank you.
Let me tell you, folks, Congressman Langford, someone to watch here in Washington, D.C. I know you're going to hear a lot more from him on Jay Sekulow Live and trying to feature new members of Congress. You know, if you're outside Oklahoma or outside the 5th Congressional District around the country, you should know about these new leaders in Washington, D.C., who really stand with us, stand with you on the issues that are so deepest concern. And Congressman Langford was not concerned about being one of the first members of Congress. We had on Congressman Louis Gohmert as well to really speak out on the issue of Domathan.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And let me just say, I encourage our listeners to go to YouTube, actually, and watch this entire speech, because Congressman Langford, he's really come out as a leader on these values issues. He went to the floor, talked passionately about life, talked passionately about marriage. And I thought one of the most important things of the comments he just made to us, that yes, there's this fundamental issue of the president abdicating his responsibility. But let's not forget, an overwhelming majority of the Congress supported this law back in 1996. I suspect that would be true today as well. So you've got the issue of the president abdicating his duties. You've also got the underlying issue of DOMA. I thought Congressman Langford articulated that very well. And by the way, Jordan, we're going to have Congressman Huelskamp with us tomorrow. I think you're going to hear much of the same from him.
All right, folks, I want to hear from you on this directly. We want to hear a response, a declaration in support of the rule of law. Congressman Langford, he said, this is going to be heating up this week here in Capitol Hill, and members of Congress need to hear from you, Republican and Democrat. Sign the declaration in support of the rule of law. Let's translate our voices to these members of Congress. Call now, sign the declaration, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is Jay Sekulow, and while you normally don't hear me during these breaks, I'm coming to you with a very important message. We are very concerned that the President of the United States, acting as if he's the monarch, has determined that he will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. This, in our view, violates his constitutional obligations. Now we need Congress to act as well so that they can intervene in the lawsuit to defend, and we will be right there with them defending the Defense of Marriage Act. But we need to send a message to the President that he does not get to make these decisions on his own. We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the President that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255, to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. In just a few minutes, I want to play an interview my dad did on the 700 Club with Dr. Pat Robertson about what are the implications of the president's decisions here when it comes to the Defense of Marriage Act. Specifically, we're using the analogy of a king, of a monarch, someone who can make a decree and say, well, this part of the Constitution is now null and void. A law signed by the president, which has been upheld since 1996. This is not a law like Obamacare, for instance, which the moment it was signed has been challenged in court successfully. We're talking about something that's still moving through the processes, and there would be no difference whatsoever in a Republican president taking the oath of office after the 2012 presidential election and then saying, we're not forcing Obamacare anymore. Nothing, no difference here. A law signed into law, passed by Congress, signed by the president, court battle, the Supreme Court hasn't weighed in yet that it's constitutional or unconstitutional, and the president unilaterally saying, we're done defending it. You can try and defend it, but we're not going to enforce it anymore at the federal level. And Than, the momentum is building here now on Capitol Hill, where members of Congress will have to decide by the end of this week how to defend DOMA.
It is building, Jordan. And let me say this. It would be one thing if the president just said, listen, I disagree with DOMA. We're going to keep defending it because it's my responsibility. He hasn't done that. And not only has he not done that, he's really dropped the ball in the middle of the game here. I mean, he allowed his administration to build the case for 2 years. Now he's going to lay down on the job and let the House of Representatives step in on something that he's already half done and then walked away from. So he's really, really walking away at a very bad time.
All right, before we go to the interview my dad did on the 700 Club, let me tell you this, folks. We want you to sign the Declaration in Support of the Rule of Law now. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go right to that 700 Club interview.
Well, Jay Sekulow of the American Center for Law and Justice is one of the preeminent constitutional attorneys in the country. He's down in Nashville right now. Jay, what about the president? Does he have the authority to just say he won't defend certain laws? Certain laws are unconstitutional?
Well, you said it absolutely correctly. He's the president of the United States. He's not king. I mean, and he issued what's effectively a decree. In fact, the interesting aspect of this is in the statement that came out from the Department of Justice, Eric Holder says President Obama has determined that DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, is unconstitutional. To that, I wanted to say, so what? He's not a Supreme Court justice. He's not a U.S. District Court judge. And the idea that the president's making these pronouncements and then ordering the attorney general to not defend the law's constitutionality sets himself up pretty bad in this sense. So the next president comes in and he doesn't like Obamacare. So he orders his attorney general, you know, all these constitutional challenges against Obamacare. I don't think it's constitutional either, so I'm not going to defend it. You don't defend it either. That's not the way the government works. And the reality is this is a real violation of the Constitution.
Well, what does the Constitution say the duty of a president is?
Very clear. Article 2, Section 3 states, without question, the job of the president is to faithfully execute the laws of the United States. When you're executing a law of the United States, you enforce it. Look, this was a bill that was passed by wide bipartisan support. It was signed by then, as you mentioned, President Clinton. And it's the law of the land. And that's like a president coming in saying, I'm no longer going to enforce the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and 1965 because I don't think it's constitutional. That's not their role. They're supposed to faithfully execute the laws of the United States, make sure they're complied with. That's what the Department of Justice is supposed to be doing under his watch, and that's not what's happening here. This is cherry-picking the laws, and you don't get to do that in the United States. And this is, I think this issue, and I've been saying this, is much bigger than the whole debate on same-sex marriage.
Absolutely.
Anybody that's concerned with the Constitution and our republic should be very concerned that we're now living in a monarchy.
What can the Republicans or what can the people do?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening, and we're seeing a groundswell of support on this, and we've been, our office in Washington has been working very closely with leaders on Capitol Hill. In fact, at the NRB convention here in Nashville that's concluding today, there's been a lot of discussion about this. I believe by the end of this week, we're going to see action from the House of Representatives to step in and defend the bill. But, Pat, here's what's troubling. It's great that that the Speaker of the House is going to do that and Eric Cantor is going to do that. That's very good. I'm very encouraged. But what if the Speaker of the House was Nancy Pelosi? And she decided she wasn't going to have the House move on this issue. Then the president, by fiat, by decree, strikes the law as unconstitutional. That's the real crisis here. But the American people are speaking out, and I'm optimistic at the end of the day the law will be defended, and I think the law is constitutional. But again, no matter what your view is on the law, this is the law. We live under the rule of law, and that's the way it's supposed to work in the United States.
Jay, one last question about Great Britain. I know we have the European Center for Law and Justice.
Right.
What about these judges saying that Christianity will infect children and therefore these parents can't adopt a child?
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is the issue here. By the way, as far as impeaching them, they're not elected there. It'd be an action of the House of Lords. But there is an animus, a bias within Great Britain's judiciary that is very negative towards Christianity and faith generally, except actually they give a pass to Islam. And you've seen that in a number of decisions. Now, that's changing. David Cameron, the prime minister, has been very clear about how he thinks this should be viewed. But the reality is there has been a bias. The good news is the European Court of Human Rights, by and large, and we have a number of our students from Regent University that are there in Strasbourg every summer where their European court sits. The European Court of Human Rights has been very good at protecting religious freedom of individuals and religious liberty. And I'm optimistic that these kind of cases, when challenged, and we've handled a lot of them, we get them successfully concluded. But these judges, but, you know, Pat, we had in the United States, remember about 20 years ago, one of the justices said, oh, the problem with posting the Ten Commandments in a school is students may study them and venerate them and respond positively to them. I mean, this is the reality of what we're dealing with. Now, we get those decisions reversed, and I'm sure that's ultimately religious freedom will prevail there, but it's going to take the will of the people of Great Britain and the European Court of Human Rights to do just that.
Are we going to be involved in an appeal? I mean, the judges have ruled. Is there an appeal from this ruling?
Well, this is it's at a lower court stage. They can go up to the House of Lords, and then it goes to Strasbourg. Now, we've got a lot of lawyers that we work with in England, many of which are involved with these cases. Interestingly, it's when it gets to Strasbourg is when the dynamics change, because the government then gets involved also, and when it gets to the higher levels of government, usually reason comes into play and you get these cases resolved. Most of the religious freedom cases coming out of Europe have been cases that the European Center for Law and Justice has handled. And as you know, Pat, you've been there, handled very successfully. We've had a great track record there, much like the United States. Very rare that the court goes against us on this. I'd be optimistic at a case like this as well.
Well, amen. That's hopeful. And for all of you in Great Britain, Jay and the boys will come to the rescue.
There you go.
All right.
All right, folks, as you can see, the ACLJ, we've been out on the forefront of this issue when it comes to DOMA since the day this decision came out by Eric Holder and President Obama. We've been educating you about it, and now we're moving towards a movement here in Capitol Hill where actual decisions will be made substantively on the defense of DOMA. Now, when it comes to the Defense of Marriage Act, something that you've heard, and I think it has to be made clear in every interview, is the focus on the fact that, yes, there's the marriage debate. And I think Congressman Lankford, who earlier in the broadcast had brought up the fact that, on the one hand, President Obama and Democrats are saying we're spending too much time on social issues when there's so many economic and fiscal issues. And yet, on the other hand, President Obama throws the country right back into the gay marriage debate. So we have to see the two bigger issues here. There's the marriage debate and also the idea of the powers of the president. It's why we want you to sign the declaration in support of the rule of law. You call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's the declaration in support of the rule of law. Call now and sign that, 877-989-2255. Members of Congress have many options on the table in the defense of DOMA. We'll continue to update you about them through the week and feature more new congressmen right here in Washington, D.C. who are taking a stand on DOMA. Call now, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the president that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255 to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.